Oh, hello, and welcome to the 316 podcast. This is Zekin, and with me, as always, is my brother and your friend, Graham Idden. Graham, how's it going?
Yeah, all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad. You sound weary within your soul.
I locked myself out.
You did. You had to go sit in a coffee shop for nearly 2 hours.
No, I'm just a sad act.
You are a sad act. But we, collectively, are not, because do you want to know something? We have got fans. We've got followers.
Hey!
Thanks to you guys for joining us on this little podcasting experiment. A bunch of people are following along and listening. The first five seem to go down well. And the next five and beyond are going to go even better because they were also kind enough to pitch in their own topic suggestions. That's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, grand.
It is grand. Graham, we've also got a bit of criticism.
Go on.
Mark Astragali Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
He's belly aching on Twitter because false advertising. He's unhappy. He's miserable. He's furious about the fact that we call it the 316 podcast. And with all the preamble at the beginning, it's like more like a 5-minute podcast. It's not short enough for him. He can't wait to stop listening to us speak.
What's the subject then?
Ha! Point taken. Oh, and one final bit of preamble before we finally dive in to today's show. I'm told we are on the iTunes store now. I don't fully understand what that means, but it can only be a good thing, right? It gives you people listening options, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, keep these comments and topic suggestions rolling in. We love them all. We're going to do them all. We're building a long list. Today's suggestion comes from Mr. Bill Wolf on Twitter, who has got a question regarding shoe aglets, those little things you get on the end of your laces. Well, let's start the buzzer. Should aglets be clear or opaque? Graham, weigh in with your acumen.
Well, I don't know much about their opacity, if that's a word. I'm sure it is. Opacity.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Cool. Or it's translucency, as you may. But anyway, back to the point. I know one thing about aglets.
I want to hear it.
They made the inventor very, very rich.
Did they?
Yeah.
Who made it? Sir Edward Aglet.
I can't remember who made it. Was that his actual name? Were you telling me?
No, I don't know. I don't know his name.
Oh, okay. Made them very, very rich.
But when was this, though? Because they've been around for a long time. People used, like, paper and wax.
Maybe they always were around, but they were just too translucent, so people didn't see them.
Oh, and Sir Edward comes up and he's like, guys, you need to try opaque ones! And there everyone's like, bloody hell, this is amazing!
There we go, see the ends of your shoelaces. So, maybe they need to be more opaque, if anything.
What, so people can't see the ends of your shoelaces?
No, so that you can. You know, like, maybe because they were so translucent, people couldn't see them before.
Translucent means clear, doesn't it?
I know, that's what I mean.
Right, yeah, I think I'm with you.
Maybe
they're too clear back in the 50s or whatever, and people going around looking at everyone's shoelaces going, they're not good shoelaces, I'd wrap that up, man. And then they're looking at them and they're just all like, I can see the ends of your shoelaces. And this is terrible.
Well, I'm thinking maybe they were so translucent, they've always been there, but like people just haven't seen them before, you know? And then somebody stumbles across them, let's say Edward, and he's like, oh, well, here's this little thing that everybody's missed for a long time. Stick them on the end of a shoelace. And then they've got more opaque as time's gone by.
I'm confused, though. If they were always there, albeit opaque and invisible... No, transparent and invisible. No, you've lost me. What what does Sir Edward coming along and making them opaque? How did that make him money?
Because people... Well, he was a finder, essentially, if you will.
But they're already invented. Who invented the opaque ones? The clear ones?
Maybe they've just always been.
But by who? Who invented them originally?
Well, maybe they weren't invented. Maybe they just always were, my friend.
Before shoelaces. They were just like piles of aglets.
Yeah, but they were translucent, so nobody could see them.
People just tripping over piles of shoelace aglets. What's going on?
That's where the whole myth of ghosts came along, you know?
Yeah, this is all making sense now.
It isn't really, but, you know, you can dream, can't you?
Edward
Aglet did.
And I do dream. I get metal aglets. I'm not a pauper. Metal aglets is where it's at.
Are they brass?
Yeah.
Brass aglets.
Yeah. Whenever I buy a new pair of shoes, I go down to the aglet store and get myself some brass aglets. Anyway, that's been it. I think we nailed this one. Head on over to the316.podbean.com and leave your topic for next time. Cheerio.